define a balanced set of integrated metrics. The design team starts its analysis soon after it is chartered and the project is kicked off, perhaps just after getting training in the selected metrics framework. The team is charged with first selecting a balanced set of integrated metrics that will be used to implement the strategy going forward. This step is done early so that these metrics can be used to map the as-is state in detail. The values will be directly comparable from the as-is state to the to-be state, so that expected benefits and the degree of transformation success can be quantified. Establishing this current state baseline enables like-to-like comparison and is critical to quantifying improvements. Comparison against the baseline will prove whether transformation efforts are making a difference. To be of strategic value, it is vital that metrics come from an integrated measurement model, a KPI, key performance indicator, tree, so that the set can be used to drill down to find root causes of issues and to aggregate out to measure strategic alignment. The set selected needs to be balanced, meaning that each major aspect of the strategy can be assessed. Balance also implies that it is the smallest set that can achieve the strategy. Avoid diluting the power of the key metrics. While organizations could start with the current set of high-level KPIs that they are using to measure organizational and supply chain performance, these metrics will not likely be the right set for the new strategy and can create a risk of returning to old ways. In addition, different business units or parts of the organization might be measured using slightly different metrics, perhaps hundreds of them in total, making it impossible to aggregate metrics and measure end-to-end results. In this scenario, each area that is meeting its own internal targets will not see any need to improve. In such cases, the transformation will need to first standardize KPIs so improvement areas will become obvious. Different supply chains might still use different KPIs, but they should be drawn from the same KPI tree, and any areas of metric overlap must be made to conform to the same metric defined in a standard way. Start with a larger set of potential metrics and then rationalize each inclusion or omission based on its ability to target identified performance gaps. Several methods can be used to select a balanced set of integrated metrics. Learn a framework such as SCORE-DS and select metrics from this set. Fill out a benchmarking survey and select from among the metrics defined in the results. For example, ScoreMark uses SCORE-DS metrics. Use a balanced set of integrated metrics from an internal source or a consulting source. Use a core set of metrics from one of the above sources, but supplement them with custom metrics, such as metrics for ecology, ethics, or the economy. For example, Material Circularity Indicator, MCI, SISB standards for IFRS sustainability reporting. Many organizations have developed their own metrics sets over time, and many consulting organizations have developed similarly well-thought-out metrics. These are often based on past implementation experiences and/or the metrics that are available in the current ERP system. Many closely resemble the SCORE-DS metrics we present as examples. For example, the organization might use perfect line fulfillment, which is similar to perfect customer order fulfillment, but is measured at the line level instead of the order level. Many ERP systems also measure at the line level. Using such metrics can create risks of partner metric incompatibility, difficulty in finding good benchmark data, or becoming locked into ERP metrics that are measuring the wrong things. For example, processes that could be entirely omitted. SCORE-DS, on the other hand, is a standard developed by wide industry participation, and benchmark metrics are readily available because it features open access to all persons who register for free on the ISCM site. It is more likely to be adopted by internal and external partners. SCORE-DS also provides standard definitions of each metric, which is critical to the process because it forces everyone to adopt a shared understanding of the metric's inputs, process, and output. It will still be necessary to adapt these metrics to the data that are available in the ERP system. Note, however, that many ERP systems have adopted the SCORE methodology as part of their process framework. Exhibit 2-12 shows the SCORE-DS metrics at level 1 plus the codes for level 2 metrics with shorthand references to these metrics. See the SCORE-DS website for full names. Exhibit 2-12, full set of SCORE-DS level 1 and level 2 metrics. Source, SCORE-DS. Used with permission. Here are some general principles for selecting metrics from this or another list. Select at least one level 1 or equivalent top-level metric from each category of attributes, such as one KPI for reliability, one for responsiveness, and so on. For each chosen metric, select some or all supporting metrics one level down, level 2 in Score DS. Verify that the set of metrics reflects the organization's strategic imperatives and critical performance gaps, which could involve selecting more than one metric in the same attribute category as needed. For example, let's return to our case study organization, Sample, Inc. This petroleum and chemical products company selected the following level 1 and level 2 metrics for its transformation program: reliability, RL, perfect customer order fulfillment, RL 1.1, RL 2.1 to 2.4, in full, commit date, documentation, and condition, responsiveness, RS, customer order fulfillment cycle time, RS 1.1, RS 2.1 to 2.5, cycle times for order, source, transform, fulfill, and return. Agility, IG, supply chain agility, IG 1.1, IG 2.1 to 2.5, agility for order, source, transform, fulfill, and return. Cost, CO, total supply chain management cost, CO 1.1, CO 2.1 to 2.5, cost for ordering, acquisition, inventory carrying, supply chain finance, slash planning, and IT. Profitability, PR, earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, as a percent of revenue, PR 1.1, no level 2 metrics. Assets, IM, cash to cash cycle time, IM 1.1, IM 2.1 to 2.3, days sales outstanding, inventory days of supply, and days payables outstanding. Environmental, EV, waste generated, EV 1.5, EV 2.10 to 2.11, diverted from disposal and directed to disposal. Social, SC, training, SC 1.3, no level 2 metrics. Note how they selected just one metric for each performance attribute. This set was selected to reflect the organization's overall strategy as a low-cost competitor that needs to keep its inventory in constant motion, its costs low, and its profit margins high enough in this low-margin business. Order fulfillment reliability is an order qualifier. Triple bottom line strategic requirements include highly trained staff and reducing the quantity of rejected materials without compromising quality.